chart for us?
Well, it's $43.5 million is the appropriation, which includes the third bullet item, which is this includes the set asides. You basically also, I would add the $15.8 million of surveys to that because it's now included in the appropriation as opposed to being a separate transfer item. So that would be the first piece of the appropriation. MAP, we can't tell yet because MAP is being reduced by $15 million, so we don't know how much is coming to the university. The pension, the normal cost pickup, that's been deferred. I was going to say that if that went through, that'd be about $15 million a year too.
So that's about $60 million, right? Then the 43 plus the 15.8.
Yeah. And then of course, and at the bottom, of course, is and no capital. So I mean, it's.
And so if it's $60 million, that's a number I can understand right off the bat. If we increase tuition 1%, what does that raise?
About 1% would be about what, 15?
Well, if you remember, it's really in two phases. There's a rollover, the old cohort, the new cohort.
Sure.
Each 1% in and of itself is not that big of a number, 3.3 million maybe, but the rollover as you drop off lower cohorts can be significant. It depends on what the tuition was 4 or 5 years ago.
But incrementally on just the 1% would raise $3 or $4 million, something like that. So if we were just gonna make this up from tuition, we'd have to raise tuition 15% to get to six. I mean, if it's 4%, I mean, if it's $4 million and we need to get to $60 million. We have to quantify the rollover so we understand that. But I mean, just the magnitude of this is.
Where we have to find opportunities to reduce our costs. We have to. We can't do it totally through revenue.
Cover this very quickly. Payments on behalf, this really I wanted to focus on particularly 2012 for purposes of just talking about the pension impact. If we were dealing with the pension, payments on behalf, again, they're paying for, here we're paying for health care, about $388 million that the state's paying for the employer health care, and then $406 million is the amount that is being paid for pensions employer share. What was being proposed essentially is for us to pick up on an incremental basis the normal cost. We've estimated the normal cost that we would have to pick up over time would be about $180 million. And what we were talking about, the pickup of pension of approximately 1% a year starting in 2014, for purposes of calculation, that'd be about $15 million a year. So just basically a walking around number. Whole university, what it would be per year on a 1% basis, be about $15 million that we've been picking up. But again, this is an explanation of what could have been, I guess, and may still come down the road. Of course, the situation with the appropriation, as of today, the state owes us $241 million, about 35% of the 2012 appropriation. Last year they owed us $312 million at this time. It looks like it's better than it was last year. I certainly think that difference is really because at the beginning of this year, the state had found some money, about $120 million in an account and basically paid off of several of our bills right at the very beginning of the year. So I think based on our conversations with the controller, that's not gonna happen again next year. And I doubt that we're gonna get anything more between now and June 30th of this year against that $241 million. Also, I would say you'd add the amount for the surveys of $16 million. That's also still owed to us, so we haven't seen that. So I guess I would basically label the total owed to us by the state as of today, about $257 million would be the amount.
Are we gonna get stiffed on the surveys, or?
I think not. Based on our conversations with the controller, I think that what they're doing is they're paying off right now. June could be paying